Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, I just wanted to make sure you were getting ready to go to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm ready. But I just got another fucking popcorn tin in the mail from the popcorn factory.
Well, what's the problem with that? You're the popcorn kid.
Look, I'm not the fucking popcorn kid, all right? Yeah, I like popcorn. I'll eat popcorn. But this popcorn tin says happy birthday on it.
Oh.
It's not my birthday. And I'll accept the popcorn tin that says happy birthday, but I don't. You know me. And you know that we, as Jehovah's Witnesses, don't celebrate holidays. And happy birthday is a holiday. So I don't know why I'm being sent a happy birthday popcorn tin.
Is it a nice tin, though? I mean, is it?
Yeah, it's the small. It's one of the small tins. It's a little bit bigger than this tin, but it's one of the small tins. It's like a medium sized tin.
Well, how many tins do you have overall right now?
Well, I got the popcorn factory on the floor, which is a big ass tin. It's like a 5 gallon bottle of water. That's on the floor. I have the Trader Joe tin, the one tin that I have above the Trader Joe tin, and I got the Detroit Lions tin that I'm giving to Don Barris as well.
What tin is that?
Someone sent the Detroit Lions tin to me, knowing that I'm a dedicated Bears fan. So they sent me the Detroit Lions because they know my so-called comedy partner, meaning Don Barris, is a Detroit fan. So they sent me the Detroit Lions tin from, of course, the popcorn factory. So Barris can have it. Otherwise, I'm going to give it away or throw it in the trash.
Oh, don't do that. It's a sin to throw away popcorn.
Dude, do you know how much fucking popcorn I have here? Come on. I haven't finished counting. I got about 8 fucking tins here right now.
But Perry, you are the popcorn kid. Everyone knows you're the popcorn kid. You love popcorn.
Stop calling me the fucking popcorn kid, all right? I got enough fucking popcorn here to last me about 150 fucking years. I mean, my God, look at all this fucking popcorn in my house. Shit, I don't have enough shelf room for all this fucking popcorn. My God, I could stack these popcorn tins up and use them as a fucking room divider if I wanted to. I got so many fucking tins here. No more fucking popcorn tins, okay?
Okay, well, Perry.
I got enough right now.
All right. Look, when you're the popcorn kid, people are going to send you popcorn. I'm just saying.
If you call me the popcorn kid again, I'm hanging up on your fucking ass. You hear me?
Listen, Perry, there's no reason to get upset. Now, just getting back to the tin you're bringing for Don, you're bringing that tonight, right?
Yes, I'm bringing that tonight.
That's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell him that a fan mailed it to you?
Are you kidding me? No, I'm going to tell him that I bought it, so I'm doing something nice and kind for the guy. The fucking prick.
All right, well, I'm sure that'll be well received regardless. Now, did you pack your skateboards?
Yes, they're in the car. I'm only going there to get the rest of my board signed, so you know they're in the car.
No, that's not the only reason why you're going.
Why? Now, why else am I going? Oh, yeah. To challenge that drug addict to a fucking debate. Look, between you and me, I'm only doing this for the money. That's the only reason. This fucking guy is making so much fucking dough off of his mole cola and his other bullshit scams that he's doing out there in that other faggot in fucking England, that Jake Uacock sucker that's helping him out financially. He's running for fucking president and making boatloads of fucking money. I need to get the kind of funds he's fucking getting. So I'll do this fucking presidential debate, but dude, I'm going to fucking bury his ass. He won't stand a chance against me.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's Simply Don, the podcast. Hello, people out there. It's me, Don. This is episode number 244, and I'm here with the very lovely Mary Jane. Hello, Mary Jane.
Just fine, thank you. Hello.
Did I ask you how you were doing?
No. You didn't have the courtesy to greet me in a proper fashion as that.
But you answered anyway.
I said hello.
You do know what's going on today, don't you, Mary Jane?
Yes, a lot of excitement.
Yes, there is, Mary Jane. As I have said before, the first of every month, it becomes another reunion of the Big Three on Simply Don, the podcast.
And today, they will hear some classic Big Three segments, like Mole Play and Guy Talk.
That's very true. So, Mary Jane, let's go back to the Comedy Store podcast room in the basement. And after that, we'll come back and we'll talk about how to get tickets for the big February 10th presidential debate between Perry and Mole.
Take it away.
Thanks, Don. Thanks, Mary Jane. We're here in the basement.
Yeah,
of the
thank you, guys.
Wait a second. Can I just say it? Because they don't know you're here.
Let Don
Are we surprised? Okay, scare myself. We'll be quiet. That way they won't know we're here and he'll bring us up.
We're down here in the basement of the world-famous Comedy Store Bar and Grill and Bait Shop, and it's the first Sunday of the month, and you know what that means. The Big Three are together. Hello. I'm
One
here
more
with
time.
The with the presidential candidate.
Say it now.
I'll wait till I introduce you. Walter Molinsky. Hello, Mole.
Hello, Americans.
How are
and
you?
And Mr. and Mrs. America and all ships at sea.
And on to my right, a guy that, boy, oh, boy, a lot of things have been going on with him. He is also running for the president of the United States
America.
And I think they're both making a lot of money
doing this.
This is Scary Perry F. Caravello.
That's me. Thank you, Don.
Oh, you're welcome. And
hey, I just want to say,
Don, yes. Don, before we go any further, can I give you the gift that I got you?
The gift of love. Don't kiss him.
Yeah.
Don't kiss him.
Every time I come here and you're around, I think about
that
one night.
I got a gift for
you.
Yeah, it's his.
You fake my death.
It's right here in my lips.
Oh, what is this?
What is that?
This is a popcorn tin of the Detroit.
The what?
I know you're a Lions fan.
Detroit Lions, absolutely.
Detroit,
yeah.
So I got you a...
Wait, a gift? Like a holiday gift? You're allowed to get
this?
Gifts?
I bought this for you, yes.
But you're not supposed to do gifts. Yes. You're not supposed to do gifts.
I don't think as long as I've known you, I've ever received a gift.
I was at a popcorn store.
That was fun to go to.
Say that five times fast.
No,
I was at a say
try.
Five times. Go scare myself. Go. I was at a popcorn store.
I was at a popcorn store. I was at a popcorn store. I was at a popcorn store. I was at a popcorn store. I was at a popcorn store. Go. Go.
I like popcorn. Okay. So I mean, yeah.
Close. That was close.
Whoa! Look at this.
Oh wow!
This is
what do you got? What kind of popcorn?
It's real good.
Help yourself.
It's organic popcorn.
It's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Let me tell you guys something. And if you guys don't mind, I don't mean to soapbox here for a second, but when I look at this popcorn tin, I see America.
How do you see America when you look at that?
You see, you got three kinds of popcorn here. You got your butter, you got your cheese, and you got your caramel corn.
What's your favorite?
I'll tell you what my favorite is.
What's that?
I like something called a tapestry. I like America. See the walls that divide them. What I think, I'm not a divider. I'm a uniter. I take those dividers and I tear those dividers up. Popcorn dividers.
Why did you shake it?
You're an idiot, Mole.
All together.
You're a fucking idiot.
That to me, you know what that is?
What is
it? That's America.
You just made the biggest mistake of your life.
Here's some cheese. Here's some butter.
By removing the dividers.
Yeah, that way they could all be together and live in harmony.
I did that before, and I felt guilty.
Why?
Because you
blended.
Now
the
all the popcorn
together?
Is together.
Right, as it's supposed to be in America.
Yeah, that's a great point.
You're a fucking moron, Mole.
Why? Who
says? You know, it's food. It's not. You know, humans.
Well, he wasn't thinking that they were humans. He was just
the dividers
analogy.
Are very important. You don't Oh, God.
Explain to me. Hey, this is a great thing for the debate.
You don't. It's not great for the debate, you fool. It's got nothing to do with
this
the debate.
Is something
this is food.
People care. That's true.
Jagoff.
Yeah.
Jagoff.
Tell me.
You know nothing about popcorn
okay, can
or
we
food.
Tell me about
arguing.
It.
I know this, that popcorn is a great food.
Can I ask him
for
one
the
chicken?
Super Bowl, okay. Which today is
oh.
Super Bowl
now you ruined
Sunday.
It. Now you
Super
fucking
Bowl
ruined
Sunday.
It.
By the
Super
way,
Bowl.
Just so you know, the NFL has trademarked the term Super Bowl.
I got Don a nice gift, and now you ruined it. You
serial number
idiot.
786889 06. That happened in 1969. And that means only the NFL is allowed to use the brand Super Bowl in any way.
Are you sure this is organic?
It's good stuff, isn't it?
I'm trying to talk about our Super Bowl party because I'm about to do something very weird.
No, it's all ripped up.
The NFL may sue anyone who uses the term Super Bowl without a license.
I can't tell what flavor I'm eating.
Well, this is our Super Bowl party. Come after us, NFL. Come after the Big Three. See what happens to you.
Ooh.
Tell them, Perry.
Tell them what? To come after the Big Three?
And look, it's got the NFL right there. You know what that
why
means?
Did you fucking destroy the popcorn divider?
I don't understand why you're saying that. Why does it matter to you?
Well, because I would have taken it and used it for my tin.
What do you mean?
Because I have an extra tin at home.
Well,
where's your divider?
He's making a
point.
He
destroyed it, I know.
But where's your divider at home?
I was an idiot by taking out my divider a long time ago.
What'd you do with it?
I threw it away like a fucking jagoff.
Oh, shit.
I did exactly what Mole did right now.
Uh-huh. Why would you do that? You weren't even running for president then. He was making a point.
It had nothing to...
You wanted the popcorns to be
It
together.
Had nothing to do with being the president, but I didn't think this bozo over here would be that fucking stupid.
Is this going to be a name-calling podcast?
Yeah, I mean, we're together. We're having popcorn.
He ruined a nice gift. Fuck.
You've never bought a gift for me since I've known you, and I really do appreciate this. This is one.
Which is your favorite one?
Caramel.
You know what? Now it's all caramel. Because they're all together, so you don't mm-hmm. you don't know what you're eating.
You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot.
Let me ask you this, because you
like
know
the different races all together.
Scaremaster knows more about popcorn than people. How does popcorn work?
You put the seeds in the hot popper and it pops.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
I didn't know that.
You know, because it is Super Bowl Sunday, I think that we should do some bets. And what I've
bets?
Done.
Ooh. I'm not a gambler. I don't gamble.
Used to gamble all the
time. I never gambled. You were always pushing me to gamble, and I always said no.
You took a chance on love.
Yeah, the only gambling that I did was with my ex-wife.
Yeah.
Got her pregnant and got married. Whoops.
Blackjack.
I can't believe what you did to that divider. Seriously, cannot believe what you did to that divider.
How do you feel you did at the game of love with your ex-wife?
I don't want to talk about that.
Was it a push?
I don't want to talk about my ex-wife.
Do you want to talk about gambling? Because I could take some money.
I want to talk about gambling. I'd like to make a bet.
Okay.
I'm not a gambler.
You're right. You're not the only person at this podcast.
Let me ask you this. What's the coin? How about the coin flip? How much does that pay?
Let me give you some others. You know, San Francisco's favorite, and they're giving up a point and a half.
Yeah.
So if Kansas City ties them, they actually win because they've got that point and a half.
That's true. How many times does it end in a tie?
I don't think it ever has.
Oh, that's so they do.
Over, under, both teams.
I want them both to be over and under.
Well, you have to make two bets in.
Oh. Yeah. What else you got?
All right. Let's
circle back to that coin flip.
Okay. Can I get a couple others out there?
Sure.
Maybe Mary Jane would like something. Like maybe this one. Total time it takes Demi Lovato to sing the national anthem. That's over or under 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to say over.
I'm going to say over.
Yeah, because I'm not betting
a dollar.
Then don't.
She cries and she overdoses. So it's going to take a while.
I don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. So
that's a
why do you think I'm going to start betting money?
Can I bet some money?
Hey, look at this. Our shirts are the same.
I want one.
No, you made a shirt similar to mine. They're not the same.
No, this was sent to me.
I want one.
But it's not my company.
It's a Scary Perry skateboard. Isn't that closed?
Yes.
Hey, I would be willing to buy that from you.
It's actually still open.
How much would you sell that to me for?
I can't sell the company name.
Why?
Not the company name.
What if another skateboard company like Whammo comes in?
$10 million if you plan on doing that.
I was going to give you 150, but if you want $10
million. $150 million?
$150.
Hell yeah, I like that.
No, silly, $150.
There's no way it has a valuation.
$150 million? That's what I like.
Okay. Demi Lovato.
No.
Over
no.
or under 2 minutes?
Over.
Singing that over?
And
okay.
Over 2 minutes
easily. How much you
want to
bet?
No, I don't want to bet that one. I want to circle back the coin flip.
All right, how about this? The coin toss.
Oh, but now you're talking. See, I like sports. I don't care about outfits.
Heads I win, tails you lose. Now,
you want to play that one?
You want to bet on that?
I didn't bet, but I'm just saying, all heads right. I win, tails you lose.
If you don't want to bet against him or he doesn't want to bet with you, here's what you could do.
Yeah.
You could bet heads, and if you get heads, like you bet a dollar, you'll get a dollar.
Okay.
If you bet tails, and it goes tails, you get a dollar.
Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
What? How much? If it land, the coin lands on its side.
It never lands on its side. It's impossible.
But you know what? The odds are 15,672 to 1.
So for $1, I get $15,617.
No, $1,500.
That's crazy.
$72.
Oh, whoa!
That's insanity.
Exactly. That's a big payout. How about this? I'm going to make a bet for Scare Master. Because listen.
Well, thank you.
That thing is never landed outside. I'm going to bet. Hold on.
There's been 50-some Super Bowls, and it's never landed on the side. It's never landed on
its side. So it's totally due.
It's absolutely due.
Since they're throwing it in the grass.
Right. It could stick in the grass. Hold on.
$15,672 to 1 if it lands on its side.
All right, did you get that? I just Venmo'd you $10,000.
Okay, but there's also the $300 that I take to
you
make back.
Wait. You sent him $10,000?
I Venmo'd it.
That means you sent him $10,000.
For the bet. But then we get paid.
Are you out of your mind?
We get paid when it lands on its side.
But it's not going to land on its side.
Well, wait
what
a minute.
Did you want? Did you drive me just give you $5,000?
Stop right there. I have a $300 charge to make that bet. Can
okay.
you Venmo me that money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what the odds are of it landing on its
yeah.
side?
Yeah.
15,672 to 1.
Whoa.
Yeah, which means it won't land on its side.
Well, what if it does?
Times 100,000. Money, honey. Up top.
No, I
you put
don't.
100,000 now?
Oh, I'm sorry, 10,000.
Yeah. You were sending 300.
Why won't you send me the money?
Because you're not a gambling. You just said you don't like a gambling.
Oh, Jesus Christ. If you just want to waste fucking money, just send it to me.
I'm not Get wasting off. It. I
you're wasting it. You're throwing it the fuck away.
It's
you don't
Super
know
Bowl.
That. It is.
Oh,
it's
Super fun. Sunday, I mean. It's Super Jeez. Sunday.
No, we can call it Super
Don
Bowl.
Don is scamming
you. I sent
you
the 300.
Okay.
Again, you're always giving Don money, but you never give me
I didn't give him money. I just made
He's
a bet.
He's making a bet. If he
Read your boy. Bible, dude.
Yeah. Have you read your Bible lately?
Yes.
What did you learn the last time you read your Bible?
He who make a bet with a bookie willeth be paid if the betteth doth pay out.
It says that in the Bible?
It's not in the Bible.
I'm pretty sure that
it's got
that.
Nothing to do
you
with
You don't know that for sure.
Look, back in the
You can tell me everything in the
you
Bible.
You fall for the same scams over and over and over, Mole.
Well, who's scamming who?
You're scamming him.
You're full of shit.
That's your whole goal in life is to scam.
How about
people.
I give you this Detroit Lions popcorn tin back?
No, I don't want it back. I bought it for you.
Well, that's free.
And he ruined it.
How?
By removing the fucking dividers, jagoff.
I thought it was stuck in. I'm trying to unify. I'm a uniter, not a popcorn
no, you
divider.
Don't, you don't. Do you know anything about food?
Tell me.
That's one thing you don't do.
Tell me another thing not to do.
Tell him another thing not to. Hey, what's sorry, going on? I can't hear you. Oh, hey, everybody. It's VPN Josh's Norm McDonald Show's Cunt Face, everyone.
Hey.
What's that?
They just call me the sidekick.
You're talking, yeah, talking to a mic.
Does this one work?
Hey, dude, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
This Sorry,
Adam
this is
Egan,
not a,
eBay.
Yeah, this is not a friendly call, unfortunately.
Why?
Well, I'm here on business.
You want to make a bet?
You're doing a great job.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be thorough. I have to, I'm going to hear about an investigation.
Mm. An investigation on what?
Well, we had somebody called the club, and they were complaining about harassment, and they quit. And it's a big
harassment?
Mess. Yeah. Last time you guys were here, did anybody... does anybody remember somebody named Judy Noel?
Yeah, yeah, she came in here. Scare master was all over.
I wasn't. I was
asking her to go home with
you're
them.
You're fucking well, nuts.
Did anybody listen? I'm just trying to cross my T's and dot my I's and get to the bottom of this. All right. This
Look, is a these very guys are fucking thing. Lying about
how
something.
How about
what you're talking
lying?
About? Well, you don't remember her. You don't remember her.
It seems you're very agitated. It makes me very suspicious about now. Did anybody here in offer to give her a ride home or
Scare master did?
No.
Is, yeah, you did.
Did the names Kingdom Hall mean anything?
Yeah,
I think I did offer to give her a ride.
Yes.
Home. I think. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, you're
what
right.
About
I don't
Kingdom
remember,
Hall?
But
you
I'm not jumped sure. Jumped right
Kingdom
on her.
Hall,
look.
And there, it's just a mess.
I,
it's a real
I,
mess.
I talked to her.
Are involved. It's kind
I,
of,
I look.
It's
look,
a
I brought
problem.
Up.
Wait a minute. Hold everything. Did he bring somebody that was in this room and invite him to go to Kingdom Hall with him?
That's what
or this silly religion that he has?
I don't know the what's, the where's, the
silly
when.
Religion.
All I know is that
what are you,
there's,
crazy?
There's a harassment. It's an issue of harassment. And
I didn't harass anybody.
Whoa. This is like that bombshell
drunk,
movie.
Dude.
This
she
is like
was
this,
drunk
like,
off her
oh,
own.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was
just,
drunk.
Gear Master, this is just like bombshell. You're the fat guy, Roger Federer, and she's Harley Quinn.
It is.
She
a
has
like
a drinking
bombshell.
Problem, and she was
oh.
drunk. And
oh,
she
yeah.
even, she
and
even
it was
said,
her, it
she
was
even
her
said,
revealing clothes.
Excuse me,
okay
but she even
that.
Said to me she's got a drinking problem, and she gets extremely horny when she overdrinks. And she wants to fuck who's ever in the fucking room.
Yeah,
and then you
like
told
that.
Her.
She
to
made
old.
That remark to me,
it.
And I yeah. said to get out. I said to get
oh,
out.
That's not what you said.
I told her to
you
get
told
out.
To have a drink. You told her to have a drink.
Oh, that's
it's
not
on
good.
Video.
She was coming on to me.
There,
I wasn't coming on to her.
That's video. She said,
I want,
we have to
look.
Turn all these video, whatever video
yeah.
and evidence you have, we
over.
Have to turn that over.
He was all over.
I'll be happy.
Oh, you know what happened?
I'm sorry about this.
She told
she was coming on to me. I want nothing to do with her. I'm not interested in her.
Then why'd you offer to give her a ride home if you want nothing
I,
to do with
her? I was
make
being
a...
polite. I'm a Jehovah's Witness trying to be polite with,
that's where the,
with the other Jehovah's
that reminds
Witness.
Me, are there any other witnesses that might be able to testify
oh, good
if this
one.
Goes to
yes.
court?
That's smart.
Okay. Yeah, because we might.
I need... don't treat women like that. I
was a witness.
I was.
I
said that she got horny when she's drunk and was
she's,
asking
she
for it. It's not
put her
good.
Mouth up to. Yeah, I know it's not good.
No, it doesn't
and
sound.
And that's what I
he
said.
He choked
to her.
His wife for putting too much oregano in.
That was
pasta.
That, that was years ago. That was fucking
that
years
was
ago.
A long time
when
ago.
I was on the wrong fucking medication, Jagoff.
It was a long time ago.
That's neither here nor there. I just know that. That this is going to be a huge
officer, I have something to say.
Well, I'm just a booker. I'm not really an officer.
Adam,
but,
listen,
yeah.
my friend.
Okay.
I look, well, you're a nice guy. I like you as a friend, but I have nothing to do with this immoral garbage that these guys are trying
hey,
to.
Oh, we did. Did we tell her to go to Kingdom Hall with us on Thursday and Sunday?
Was
no.
That?
Did
I
offered. Did I offer her a ride home?
I offered.
No. What? I yeah. And that's what he's saying.
What's Kingdom? Is that sex club?
No.
No.
Jehovah's
no,
Witnesses.
No. It's Jehovah's Witnesses. It's the Jehovah's
Witnesses. They are
Witness
a little weirdly fond of dogs, but it's not a sex thing. Mm.
Look, if you're going to keep bringing up dogs like instead of guys.
I didn't say it was sex. I didn't say it was sex.
No. If you're going to fucking.
With dogs.
If you're going to talk.
You're the one saying
now,
sex with dogs. Yeah, I didn't say anything about
look,
sex with
look,
dogs.
Look, hey, if you want me to invite the nose into this ordeal.
Whoa, listen, now if there's dogs,
we're going to get PETA involved. It's a whole thing.
I'm
now.
Sorry.
Your Honor.
Hey, you want your fucking legs broken? The both of you.
Shut
up.
I don't need to listen to this anymore.
Oh, you're
going to
threaten us
again? I got to go talk to the lawyer. This is a whole fucking
thing. I have, look, I got connections, okay?
From Norm MacDonald's cunt
face. And I want nothing to do with those sandwiches.
Okay, let me just. Just read this. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Right. Somebody gave me a...
You're a witness, counselor.
Somebody gave me this letter, and they wanted to try to get some $10 shows, but we don't do those. So, but I did think this was interesting. Huh. Dear Big Three, I hope you don't mind me sending this unsolicited
This is
shout
bullshit.
Out. Let me just read this, please.
Go on.
But I can't tell you how excited I was to hear about the return of the Big Three. I just had to send something. I was always a fan of Perry's Pie Talk, particularly Guy Talk Pie Talk. There's
I was never
better.
A fan of that.
Scammers, you ruled that one. That was so popular. It's crazy.
And hear Perry talking about the ladies with a mouth full of food. However, that was a long time ago. It's now 2020, and what's hot now is the chicken sandwich wars. Everybody has their 2 cents on which sandwich is best, but we haven't heard from the Scaremaster. So I propose a challenge. I've sent over 5 popular chicken sandwiches. If Perry can finish them all within 10...
What?
If he can finish them all within 10-minute dream guy talk, he will be
Forget
rewarded.
Forget it. I'm not eating
he
one.
He will be rewarded with a cash prize. Thanks for everything.
How much?
Big three.
How much is the cash prize? I see pickles and I don't want them.
Big three. You should pick off the pickles.
Jim Bermaney.
How many pickles could Perry pick off if Perry had to pick off the pickles?
All right, you want me to pick up?
How much am I going to get paid?
I don't know. They have an envelope there.
How much will Perry get paid if he picks up the pickles?
I would just try.
I am to be told how much is in the envelope, or you're out of your fucking minds, and I'm not going to start eating. If it's $10, you're fucking nuts. No fucking way.
I guarantee it's more than $10.
It's got to be over $1,000. Or forget it.
I guarantee
it. Well, forget about it then.
Then you know what? Then you come up with a bit. Because this guy, Jim Bourbonnais from Columbia,
really
South Carolina.
The guy's, Jim is really trying.
I'm not eating. Look, number one, five fucking chicken sandwiches I am not eating.
I know, but as much you could put a dent in some of them.
And
can I just say one thing?
What's that?
Since this is the Super Bowl show,
everybody's having a good time.
People are listening
go
to
Niners.
This. They're listening to this. Scaremaster, they're listening to this. It's halftime of the game. And they're going, hey, what chicken sandwich should I go out and get? You know about food. You just yelled at me about the popcorn fiasco. And now you have a chance to tell them, hey, if you're going to go out and get a chicken sandwich at halftime before the big game, bring it back to the party.
Well,
I'm going to tell you what chicken sandwich you should get.
May I interrupt you?
Guarantee me.
May I interrupt him? Yes, you are right. And people trust Perry's word. When Perry says, hey,
about,
this
especially
is good.
About food.
Yeah, because he knows, because he's
he gets
Italian.
He gets the good stuff at Costco.
He does get, you do that, don't you?
Yeah, I shop at Costco.
And that's good food.
Great food. Thank you.
So he knows what's good. He know people aren't going to waste.
Those look good.
People aren't going to have to drive to 5 places to get 5 chicken sandwiches.
Go ahead and have one.
No, you have to because you don't want the money. We'll put it all away. Okay. Take these away.
Whoa! He's passed on the
guarantee
envelope?
Me that it's $110.
I can't guarantee you that. I can guarantee you it's over $10, and I can guarantee you it's under $1,000. You either do it or you don't. Last chance. I'm putting them away because we got a show.
I need the funds. I need the funds.
Yeah, so try to take a gamble. All right? Tell me when you're ready to go, and I will start the clock.
I think the clock should start with his first bite.
Let me see what's on this.
Okay, which one is that?
Wait a minute. Where are the condiments? Here.
I don't need any condiments.
You don't need any? Okay, the clock has started.
And we begin. Okay, so what are we going to talk about, John? Chicken time. Chicken time.
Well, it's time for...
Frickin' chime. Chicken chime.
No, it's
frickin'
time
blind.
For guy talk.
Guy talk.
We're three
guy
guys.
Guy talk, chicken talk. Doesn't really...
During the Super
the
Bowl
same
party.
Thing as guy talk, pie talk, but...
No, it doesn't.
Chicken pot pie talk.
Three guys just hanging
out. Oh, yeah.
Halftime of a Super Bowl party. It's time once again for guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
This edition is the chicken sandwich. What is it? What would you call it?
Chicken dish. Chicken edition?
Chicken edition. And Perry is halfway. Oh, he's got a good pace. He has got an excellent pace at 30 seconds. Look
How
at
was
guy.
That first sandwich, Scaremaster? Texture of the chicken, 1 to 10.
It's a little dry. It's a very dry sandwich.
You know what? You could put mayonnaise on there. Here's some mayonnaise.
No
but
mayonnaise.
He's judging it just by the sandwich.
That shit.
Okay, just by
he's judging it just
I've
by the
I've got ranch. I've got barbecue sauce. Whatever you need, bud.
You know what I bet he likes?
Because of my lactose problem.
You don't want that. Yeah, don't do that.
You want me shitting all over the studio?
No, I don't. No.
Then thank you.
I said no.
Is mayonnaise lactose?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can't have oil or eggs?
I can have oil or I can have oh, eggs Jesus and but the dairy part I don't want. Oh, yeah, no. This is drier than shit.
You know what? But you have water.
I'm drinking water.
You know what they do at the hot dog thing? They always have water. They dip it in the water.
Oh, that's so true.
I'm not dipping it in water.
Well, then don't. I'm just telling you what they do there.
That's Joey Chestnut.
Yep, he's good.
Kobayashi.
I'm not competing against Joey Chestnut.
You've been having all these fundraiser dinners.
He'd be halfway done.
Yeah.
You've been having a good time. I'm sure once in a while.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, okay. You guys, we're talking about ladies.
Yeah.
Okay. Lady comes up to me. She's like, "Hey, Walter, I'm a student across the quad." And I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Yeah." And I go, "What are you studying?" She goes, "I'm studying stuff." And she goes, "You want to meet some friends of mine?" I go, "Okay." And she goes,
"How much time do I have left?"
You're only at 2 minutes, so you're doing good pace, good pace.
Turned out they were anarchists, militants, students.
I don't like these.
Wild cats.
I'm done.
Anyway, they were doing all kinds of crazy stuff in the room, like, you know.
God damn it.
I don't know, just like. Building weapons and stuff like that. But it was a wild time, man. She was wild.
Yeah. Did you have sex with any?
No, it was really scary. I got out of there because they were like, she said she kept me. She put her finger on my lips and she was like, "Hey, don't tell anyone about this or we'll kill you." She was super sexy.
Reminds me of a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
So hey, Mole's gay. He doesn't have sexual ladies.
What? Oh,
okay, that's not
scare mash. You wish, dude.
So
I wish.
Right.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
You're the one who likes kissing guys and getting with casting agents.
What?
You know that guy? All those guys you make love with?
He's trying to eat.
I didn't kiss anybody. This faggot force kissed me.
Oh, come on.
By picking me up off the fucking ground.
Oh, come on.
And fucking shoving his fat fucking head in the mind.
Put your fist.
You son of a bitch.
He's really working.
Yeah, come on. What are you doing, for
God's sake? Fucking asshole.
I'm not the asshole.
This is chicken time, guy time. We're not supposed to be talking about you kissing Dan all the time.
It's coming up in 3 minutes. You got to go.
Talk about some ladies, dude.
Okay, you know what? I'll tell you this. I saw this, like, girl.
Look.
She was, like, 21 years old.
Right.
And she was at the store.
Yeah, what was she buying?
She was buying some fruit drinks.
Yeah, what kind? Like fruit punch.
You guys, because I'm a dedicated baptized Jehovah's Witness, the sex stuff, I don't want
to. Yeah, but you gave Dan a present. You're not supposed to do that.
What do you mean I'm not? You can give gifts away.
Eat.
Yes.
Eat.
Not a Christmas gift because I'm not. I don't celebrate holidays.
2 minutes and
I gave him a gift as a gift.
I guess you don't want to find out how much money you're going to
get. And you fucking ruined it by pulling out the goddamn divider, you jerk.
Come on. Eat.
Eat.
Jury's still out on that one.
Christ.
So anyway, so she her drink was $2.13, and she
can't
said,
"Hey, you did that more.
I only have $2.10."
Yeah.
Go, hey, here's 3 cents.
Yeah, wait, you put in your 3 cents, and then what'd she do?
Yeah, I kind of rubbed my arm against her breast.
And what'd she do?
And she said, "Hey, do you have a car here?"
And what'd you do?
And I said, "Yeah, right outside."
And what'd she do?
And she said, "Let's go to."
And what you guys do?
No fucking way.
So I got her in the car.
That one I'm not touching.
Which one's that?
This one. It's got mayonnaise all over it.
Okay, here. We'll wipe that off. Oh.
I can't finish all these. You crazy?
Well, then you don't get the money. I'm just, it doesn't bother me.
Five fucking sandwiches. No fucking way.
Well, maybe I can write him back.
Scaremaster, any ladies in your life right now?
Can I finish
this? Yeah. What happened? Did you give her the car?
So she said, "Hey, how about you give me a ride home?"
Yeah. The Kingdom Hall?
No.
It's none of your business, Mole.
We go to her place, and this fucking girl's a fucking freak.
Did you get the 3 cents back?
Can I tell you something? That's where it all comes, because we're making out on her couch.
Whoa!
And I'm reaching down there, and I must have picked up 47, 50 cents.
In the couch cushions?
Yeah.
Sweet. Up top, man. So for the you put in 3 cents, and you got like 47 cents back. way to do it, man. Scaremaster. Any ladies in your life?
Nah.
No one on the internet or anyone that you've been talking to or flirting with? Nobody?
Yeah, I talked to a lot of girls on the internet, but nobody I'm really
Do you mind if I read something here?
Sure.
Okay, this is a letter that was sent to us. You keep going and we'll keep it. By the
way,
how much
time do I have left?
You're at like 2 minutes and 46 seconds right now. So you're doing good. You're doing real good.
Dan, don't listen for a second. Scaremaster.
I'm going to take my headphones off.
I'm going to see if I can get you a chicken extension. Scaremaster.
A chicken extension?
Yeah. Just keep going, though, but and then when it comes
to
this. Five fucking sandwiches. I cannot finish
five sandwiches.
Okay,
here we go. Can I do this? There's a letter to be read. Dear Big Three, last month I was so happy that the Big Three were back together that I took it easy on the pet stooge and simply gave him some gentlemanly advice. I warned the Insta idiot not to send pictures of his privates to strangers on the social media.
Oh, he stopped doing that.
What?
I was a true gentleman about my warning. I did not disclose.
Who the fuck is this?
May I read, or do you want me to yell at me?
Oh, brother.
I did not disclose details and photo evidence I had of Perry sending me a picture of his privates to an alleged lady he spoke to on Instagram. Instead of accepting my advice, he called me a liar by denying that he ever did this. My friends and colleagues know me as a lot of things.
I never did
before.
But
a liar is not one of them. I take my work very seriously.
Yeah,
so I can't. You want another water?
Thank you.
Oh, how you doing with the? Oh, you're.
He's getting there, man. He's rocking.
I want to know who wrote this letter.
Keep going, guy. Talk.
Okay. Well, this is like, okay. So it came as a bit of a surprise. Then less than a month after I gave him my warning, and his denial,
some chick I know,
dick fuck, did it again. This time he can't use his excuses. It was a long time ago because this occurred just days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Your idiot pet was talking to an Instagram account by the name of One Piece Bathing
Suit. Who the fuck wrote this?
That sounds like One Piece Bathing Suit.
No, One Piece B-Suit.
No. This from Brazil?
Has pictures of a very sexy female. And Perry
These are my private fucking matters, all right?
Can I read?
They are not
can
supposed
I
to be read on
can
this
I
show.
Can I read?
No.
I'm going to.
You fucking faggot.
Perry decided to strike up a conversation with his alleged sexy female. Since my previous warning was scoffed at and I was called a liar, I've included the full transcript of the conversation along with
the
photos that were exchanged.
Should we act it out? Let's act it out.
Okay, Perry, do you want to read your line?
Stop reading now!
I'll be Perry, you be One Piece bathing suit.
Okay.
Okay. How about a foot massage and then a full body massage? All right, we'll do this again. This is an actual conversation between Perry and a Brazilian woman. Keep eating there.
Don, stop reading this.
I am Perry. You'll be playing the role of One
I'll
Piece.
I'll be One Piece bee suit.
Okay, how about a foot massage and then
full
body massage?
Would I be clothed or unclothed?
Whatever you want. First, bare feet.
Do you have a massage table?
No, just a futon bed and my pillows.
You know what? I can't talk to anybody anymore.
It's me again. Do you like a tongue bath?
Hell yeah! That sounds wonderful. Explanation point.
Then I'm in trouble because you're young and hot. And I'm 56, but I still see.
How the fuck did you find out about this?
Fucking
56 can still be hot. I will send you a naked picture of me if you're certain of you.
Answer my fucking question. Oh, I see Hugh A. Craig the Third's name.
I can't take it.
I see Hugh A. Craig the Third's name on there. Oh. That motherfucker has more than a zillion accounts on the fucking internet. That pile of dog shit. No.
Can I send you a picture of me with my pants down? I can't get my dick hard unless you are here. What's your bra cup size, B or C cup?
Oh, my God.
One Piece.
Oh, my God.
You tell me.
Wait a minute. Here's the one. Whoa. There's the girl. Do you remember that girl?
You
Don, stop it right now.
You tell me.
Stop it right now.
34C.
You are good.
I got a
Don,
girl.
Don,
friend,
I'm kindly asking you to
worker,
stop.
UA Craig III, editor-in-chief of Perry.
P.S.
Keep in mind, Perry has never denied being gay, though. Wait a minute. There's a picture of that you sent. Look at you. That's a wonderful picture.
Oh, look at you. You got your arms spread out. You got your fanny pack on.
Where did you get these?
What's that shirt?
That's a crazy shirt. Is that a sweater?
That's a sweatshirt.
Is that what you wear when you go like to college?
That's
because that looks like a
penis. No. That's shirt.
Oh, look at that!
Oh no!
That's your penis. Is that your penis?
Oh my God!
Is that your penis?
Scary.
Yeah.
That's your penis.
Yeah.
Wow.
That looks like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
There really is not a good shot. You shave your balls.
You know what? Stop bringing this shit up because this is the last.
Yeah, but I thought you were.
This is the last time I'm coming to this fucking show.
Because you don't want the money?
I'm done. I can't finish. I can't finish.
Grab a bite of this one.
That's
it.
I can't finish.
You're
I can't.
4 minutes.
Scaremaster, you get really mad at everybody else, but no
you're
one.
You're showing
made
my privates.
I didn't do it. Hey, I didn't do that. Didn't everybody warn you should stop showing your dick to people online? Because it's usually guys that just put your dick online. Didn't we say that to you? And yet you keep falling for it.
Scaremaster, wouldn't a dedicated Jabbaho? Jabbaho. Wouldn't
Jehovah's Witness.
Wouldn't you say? Shouldn't you not supposed to do that? Is that part
no,
of your religion
I know,
thing?
I shouldn't have done that.
That's one of the things you're not supposed to do, right?
Right.
Like, what are your elders going to say?
Look.
Why did you do it? Can I ask you that?
I
can you talk to the mic so I can...
Stupidity.
Are you stupid?
Very stupid. Satan the devil loves to trick people, and he got
me. So this
me
is
again.
Satan the devil's fault.
You got it.
Interesting.
Why do you say Dan and I like dudes when you're sending pictures of your ding-dong to dudes on the interweb?
Yeah, that is
when you're seeing a chick, you don't know it's a dude.
Yeah, but it's some dude sending you a picture
what?
Of a dude. It's some dude sending you a picture of a girl going like, here's a picture of a girl, now send me a picture of your ding-dong, and you do it.
And
I mean,
you've done that numerous times.
How are you still running for president?
That's probably going to be brought up at one point. That's my guess.
This is going to fuck up my campaign.
You are lucky. You are lucky that you're so beloved. You're lucky.
I can't finish.
So you don't want the money.
I can't finish. I have a stomach that won't accept eating all this.
Okay. You had some time left, and if you don't want to eat, nobody's forcing you to do anything.
Can I ask for a chicken extension and finish another time?
Hold on a second. No.
You got to ask Mole.
Hold on a second.
Mole.
Folks. I say we give him a chicken extension. Scaremaster, 5 more minutes. Take your time.
5 more minutes?
Take your time.
Dude.
8 more minutes. Take your time.
Then why did you ask for it? Why did you ask for a chicken extension then?
To finish him the next time.
No.
You got to do it
this extensions time. Now. Wait, it's like overtime.
Dude, I can't eat like you do.
Okay, then I will just say officially, Jim Bourbonnais, he could not do it, and we will send you the money back, whatever it was. Thank you very much for playing along.
God damn it.
You sure you don't want to give
you're
it a
close,
shot?
Dude.
You just got
a
chicken extension.
How about if he just eats half of the other ones?
Fucking A.
Would it help Perry if he had some bubbly water to digest it? Is that cheating? A soda or something?
Can we
is that
show,
cheating?
Scaremaster, would it help if you sent a picture of your ding-dong to the internet? You always like
could
that.
Could I ask you this? Would this help you looking at a picture of your ding-dong, would that help you?
No more talk about my privates.
Why would you send that picture? Did you really think some girl's going to go, oh, my God, that's beautiful?
I told her it was small. I told her I couldn't get hard. And she said she wanted
you
to see it anyway.
You sweet talker. But you really have all the lines, don't you? Because they'll be like, oh, really, huh? I'll be the judge of that.
Send me a picture of that.
She said she liked the soft dick, okay?
She told you that she likes soft dicks.
She wanted to see me soft or hard.
So should we take these sandwiches away or are you going to try?
I can't.
Take that chicken that? Extension. Scammers, take a couple breaths. And
I want to know how much money is there. I want to know how much money is there or forget it.
I was told not to say anything. I can guarantee you it's under 1,000 and I can guarantee you it's over 10. That's all I can say. You want them or no? Do we leave them here? Go ahead. There you go. Okay. And the chicken extension has been accepted.
Let me try.
Wow. Nice.
Try.
Nice.
This is like the old days.
Take
this
your time, Scaremaster. It's a marathon, not a race.
What?
I don't know.
You guys want to sign my boards while I'm eating food?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, do you have pens?
What do you want me to say on them? How many you got? Like two or three?
Looks like about 10.
What?
Did you have
Master?
I got 12 boards.
Did you get more made?
Do you have pens?
No.
Hey, you just keep eating.
How much are they? How much do these cost? How much are the skateboards? Scare Master, how much they cost?
Without our signature, it's 60. With our signature, it's 100.
Is that right? Scare Master, is that right?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. But Tom has a price. I don't have the price. Sign your name like a gentleman for me, please.
Okay. I am starting out. Perry sends his dick pics to dudes. Don Barris.
He does.
Oh, God. You know what?
This pen's almost out.
No more mention of my dick pics.
Okay, then don't do
it. I'm going to write that. No more.
Do you have another pen, by the way?
Men.
Then we can get a couple people going.
Not in black. I only have red.
Okay, then we'll do red.
Perry's.
No, you're not signing red. Only sign in black. Oh, God.
No more mention of Perry's dick pics.
See? It's all working out. Do you have the other pen?
We all make mistakes in life.
Yeah, right there.
I'm the only one that makes... I'm the only one that is talked about with mistakes.
Do you have the other pen?
We...
Give me another pen.
I only have a red pen.
Make... mistakes... in life. What else did you say? We all make mistakes in life.
But mine are the only ones that are brought up.
Yeah, you're the only one. All right, you want to put that over there nicely? Be nice with it?
What the fuck, man? Come on.
What?
Respect my fucking board, man. You've been throwing them around like this shit.
Respect his boards.
What are they? What?
Salute his boards.
I'm supposed to bow to your boards, too? This is really slowing things.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
really slowing down the show. Oh, this one. What do you want me to write, Scare Master?
Just your signature.
Just your.
Do you want me to write anything on there?
No, just sign it. Sure. Can you add...
Here.
God. You don't need to sign this.
Here, let me just see it.
What do you want me to write?
Please handle my boards with care.
Please. Handle my board with care.
Here, this is one for you. Mole, take this. Just give it. Be nice.
What do you want me to write, Scare Master? Look, who else wrote
on Perry for president.
Who wrote on that? Who's that?
Don.
It says Dan. Who else is that?
It's Don's signature.
And who's that?
It's Don's signature.
You have two Dans?
Yes.
Should I sign mine twice?
Yeah.
Mole.
Write Perry for president on my boards.
Mole.
Yeah.
All right.
God.
Thank you. What does this one say? What does it say?
Just your signature, please.
Just your.
God damn it.
Signature.
So what else has been going on with you, Perry?
Nothing.
Are you gonna eat those burgers or not?
I don't. I can't finish them,
okay.
Man.
That's all I just wanted to know. I tried to give you a chance to do this. You got
it. Oh, yeah, you want to give me a chance to do this by making me fucking eat like a goddamn slob.
I don't give a shit. It was Jim Bourbonnet who came up with the idea, not me. Bull.
Yeah. Fucking A, man.
Sorry.
Have respect.
Sorry.
You have no respect.
I didn't do it.
These are skateboard decks, motherfucker, not garbage.
Who said they were garbage?
Well, you guys are throwing them around like they're pieces of shit.
I never.
Are you writing these are skateboard decks, not garbage?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Fuck!
Oh, I'm sorry. You did.
God, you know? Have some fucking respect for me, would you?
I'm trying my best.
Yeah,
how about
throwing...
have some respect for Jim Bourbonnais and
I don't fucking eat like a goddamn slob!
All right, so we can pull these away? The money goes back to Jim?
Oh, my God.
All right. You could drown them in some barbecue sauce.
I don't eat. I don't compete to eat, all right?
You don't compete to eat?
I don't eat in food competitions.
I don't compete to eat.
I don't compete to eat, to party. How many are there, Scare Master? Can I have one? Can I have one?
Three more.
Take two.
Can I have one?
No, you can't.
Come on, why can't I have one?
Because they're expensive.
Yeah, but I've signed them.
$100
Yeah, but they're $60 if we don't sign them.
Can you fucking be respectful for my boards? God. The both of you.
The both of us. Both
yeah,
of
you're
us
throwing them over there.
I set like, it over there nicely.
I need to sell these boards to make some fucking money.
And you sell them because our names are on them.
Right.
Yeah. So, but we
and
get
thank
none,
you.
And we
but
get
don't
none
be an
of this money.
About
and
it.
We get none of this money, right? Just to make sure I understand.
If you're going to keep throwing them, no, you're not going to get any fucking money.
So you could give us money?
No. There was never the deal.
What was the deal? I didn't know there was a deal.
The deal was for me to come here, motherfucker.
Oh.
Hey, you asked me the other night on the phone to set up this thing. True or false?
I don't remember. Sign them and be respectful before I fucking bash over the head, mother son of a bitch.
I'm trying to...
Come on, do what he says.
Hey, get the nose involved, you fucking assholes.
What?
You want me to get the nose involved?
Uh-oh, I'm like that.
You...
Oh, you threaten us again?
Want me...
Damn right. I get no respect from either one of you pricks. None. I'm done.
You know, to tell you the truth, you've said that before.
What?
You have said that before.
I'm done.
Why are you done, Scare Master? Why are you done?
I came here to ask you a fucking question.
What's the question?
Debate.
I'm debate?
I want to challenge you to a debate.
Oh, so no, you do need him again.
I didn't sign that one
yet. I'm sorry, Mo.
I need you to, the last one.
I want slippery.
Fucking it, you know.
That's a sign of a good deck when it's slippery like that. That's good.
My decks are the best.
My Dutch?
Decks.
It says decks.
My decks. My skateboard decks
That's
are the
a
best.
Great selling point. Have you ever thought of putting that in a commercial? Do you have any campaign commercials?
I don't have the money for a fucking
commercial. I might be willing to help you out.
Well, can I tell you something?
Hey, Mole, you were happy with the, Mole, I'm talking...
Stop! Hey, God fucking damn you!
Sit down. What are you going to do, show your penis again?
He got you, dude. Hey, you know what?
Stop talking about my penis.
Hey, since it's the Super Bowl, I got an idea.
What's that?
You know what people love about Super Bowl? They love the big ads. And you know what I just got, Scare Master? And I haven't even watched it yet. I got the first ad that Dan Barney made for the campaign. $300,000 worth.
Thank you. I'm very proud of this. And if you're going to show...
You're an idiot, Mole.
Who's an idiot?
Let me have my pen, please.
You don't want him to sign this?
Mole.
I think there's one more to sign.
Yeah. Yeah. You're still an idiot, though.
Who, me?
Mole.
Why do you say that? Has he ever been caught showing his penis
so,
online
to
a dude
of you right
that
now
sends
are
it to
so
everybody?
Fucking disrespectful to
How
me.
How am I disrespectful?
You're throwing my boards like they're fucking shit.
I never did that.
You're a fucking liar!
I'm not a liar. You're a liar. How about when you told people that I was dead so you could kiss me at a show?
Fuck you, you son of a bitch! You're the one that picked me up off the fucking ground and kissed me on the...
Why are you...
You fucking prick!
Why are you mad?
God damn it!
Why are you mad? Sit
down. Come on, guys. Be professional. Be professional.
What a fucking dickhead you are. You big enough to beat me up now, Perry? Don't fucking put your fist in my face ever again.
I'm not going to do it. The nose will do it.
Don't.
That's all.
Don't,
that's
don't,
all.
Don't involve
that's
the
all.
Nose.
That's all.
Don't involve the nose.
That's all. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Why do you got to bring the nose in? Please don't bring the nose in.
If you're going to threaten us with the nose, I'm
you
scratching
guys,
my name
off. You
guys
are off. So fucking disrespectful.
I'm How about you?
I'm
How about you?
I'm scratching my signature off all these boards.
Show's over.
No, it isn't. Do you want to see the...
Let me have my pen, please.
He wants his pen back. Do you want
to Mo,
show...
Mo, I've challenged you to a debate.
Hold on a second. That's not what we're doing right now. We're talking about my ad.
Let's see your ad.
I want to see it, too.
All right. I just going into this, I want to say I did a lot of tricks with this, and I've learned a lot about editing. I had some good people helping me, and I think I did a really good
you
job.
Whoa, I like it already. I like it already. It's American flag. It matches my pin. Should we watch it?
Yes.
You're an extremely good editor.
Wait till you watch this.
He is a good editor.
Wait till you watch this. Okay, start the
$300,000. I'm so excited. Ready? Hey, America, it's Mo. I want to be your president because that's why you should vote for me. Mo 2020. Being the president and other stuff. That's why you should vote for me. Mo 2020.
Yes! Holy crap.
That's it?
That's really good. That's really good.
You gave him all that money for that?
That's really good. Man, how'd you do all that?
That was a 15-second editor.
I want to watch it again. Can we watch it again?
How much money did you pay for that?
America, it's Mo. I want to be your president because that's why you should vote for me. Mo 2020. Being the president and other stuff. That's why you should vote for me.
How much Mall money did you pay for that?
And it was worth every
wow,
penny. Wow, dude. You're so stupid.
That's amazing.
But you know what?
My face was on the TV.
You know what I did? I was starting to think, you're running for president. Let's put you, let's do some Photoshop with former presidents and important people.
I liked I was with Obama.
Former president.
You know what I like?
I
also like that you showed that same picture twice and the same, saying the same thing twice. And then a couple of things I said, you get cut off because
it sucked,
too long.
Okay?
Oh, am I going to get another one? Because I just sent you another $400,000.
I think I
oh
could
my
that.
God, stop sending him money.
Well, you don't tell him what to do. Let him make up his
why
own
would
mind.
I
send
stop.
Me money, man?
Why should he send you? What are you doing for him? Except yelling at him when he signs your
funds.
Boards. Every board that we just signed made you an extra $40 if you could sell any of them in the first place. And now you're fucking complaining?
Hey, can I
you
just say this, guys, because we're talking
why don't
about...
Why you show your dick? Hey, did I show you this picture right here?
Yeah, look at his penis.
Look at his penis. Mary Jane, if you ever
one more time you show my dick, I'm calling the nose.
Okay. Don't do it, because it looks like a nose. That's what reminded him. Hey, can I do this really quick? Because
yes.
We were talking about making money.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is just real quick. I have to do this, all okay? Right. And count me down in 5, 4, 3, 2. Hey,
one.
Everybody, it's Mo. Just reminding you, and if you're at the big game and you're looking for some refreshment, reach for a nice cold Mo Cola. Mo Cola. Forget, maybe it caused some deaths.
There's,
but you know
there's
what it
where the money's being made.
Quiet. But you know what else it causes? Oh. It causes the death of thirst, not just
the
children.
Death of thirst.
Thirst. Death of
How
thirst.
Many people have you killed so far
quiet,
with that Mo Cola?
Mo Cola. Pick one up today where colas are sold.
You know what's interesting?
Thank you.
What about the two what about the two
Perry,
kids you killed in Florida?
Can you please keep it down? Yes. You had some problems with it.
No, you're poisoning people.
Please stop. What you did is you took a bad situation and you just made it better. Great job.
You know
is
a lot.
That a call
okay.
coming through.
What happened with
that,
Florida situation
that through,
with
please?
You?
Send that call through. Go ahead.
Send the call.
A one ringy dingy. Who wants to pay with my thingy? Guess who?
Oh please! I don't want to hear your fucking voice. You
How
queer.
Goes it, Big Three? How
oh,
goes?
Disgusting.
Lovely to hear you all back together again.
Yeah,
where's my money, you faggot?
Perry, listen to me. Listen to me. May I speak to you for a moment, please?
Yeah, where's my fucking money?
Are you still running for president?
Duh. You were supposed to meet Tom, and you didn't.
The reason I ask is, betwixt us, I was quite looking forward to contributing to your campaign.
He needs it. He was just talking about it.
And where's the money?
Walter, I am contributing to your campaign as well. I just love a good dog fight. I also love a good political campaign. But whatever happened to Tom? He was to meet me.
He showed up.
Listen.
He showed up.
Hear me well, all right? I wanted
nothing more
than to hand Tom money for you personally, a barrel full of money. But apparently all he could think about was getting back into my britches.
How long did you stay there? What, 2 seconds?
Let me say something. May I say something, please? As professionals, may I say this? I have moved on from Tom.
Oh.
As painful as that is for the world to hear, I have a new paramour. And that person is a star celebrity. Care to guess whom?
David Jansen.
Anyone care to guess?
Martin Balsam.
No.
Lee Van Cleef.
No.
Judge
not
Judy.
Martin.
Cisco.
Listen, I'll tell you what. I'm not telling. Ooh. I'll wait for the tabloids to splash it across your local supermercados. In the meantime, Perry, I must say, while I support you as a candidate, I'm having second thoughts about funding you, Perry.
Oh, why?
Why?
Well, if you two don't know about this, your friend Perry is a known criminal. Perry, tell them, do you care to tell them what you did as a youth to the great Ms. Ball? How about this? Let me tell it. I'm a better orator. As a youth, Perry.
That was when I was a youth. That was when I was a youth. You douchebag.
The late great Lucille Ball. So that they could use her dry hold for kicks.
Look.
Something does he now, do for years.
Wait a second.
Let him talk.
Get this. Whilst doing it in Palm Springs area, Perry was taken in by Johnny Law.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Cops showed up.
Can I do this? Can I tell you why I personally love Lucy and why I find it to be such an affront?
Yeah, I want to hear. Why do you love Lucy?
Let me tell you why I love Lucy. In that chocolate factory scene, the conveyor belt kept coming faster and faster, she shoved bonbons into any and all holes. And I once did that with Tommy.
Oh, that's nice.
But again, I've moved on. I've moved on from Tommy. Anyway, Walter, did you get the barrel of money I sent over?
Yeah, and I sent it to Dan to make the commercials with it.
Well, that's him.
We showed one.
Yeah, like an idiot.
Sound like, and when can we expect to see the big commercial?
We just did it.
We saw one.
And you're not sending me any money, are you?
It was wonderful.
Are you going to help me out or no?
Oh, the big one will be at the debate. And when exactly will the debate take place?
The 7th?
February 10th.
Or the
10th. How about this? I plan on being there with a barrel of money for at least one of you.
The 10th.
But enough about politics, please.
The 9th.
Can we please go back to talking about the Lucy debacle?
Yes.
The 9th.
I feel Perry, even though he was taken in, has yet to learn his lesson of how very, very wrong it is to vandal a celeb. Perry, it could happen to you.
Let me tell you something.
People really want to talk about that right now.
Let me tell you something.
Fine.
My friend was...
If you don't want to talk about it, how about we sing about it in
song, way back to the heat of the desert valley.
Perry has his crop top on and his sleeves rolled up, a pocket full of salami and dreams, his skateboard tucked under his arm, and we'll begin. Yes. Picture yourself as a tween out in Palm Springs. You want to go a-skatin' with all of the guys.
You don't even have a good singing voice.
Suddenly, Scaremaster says, I know the address. of a legend we can all vandalize.
I'm vandalizing my friend was cleaning
sweaty
the pool.
Sweaty and grease-slicked, he slides through the gates like a slippery Italian mud eel. You open the valve
the show is over.
To release all the water and it's gone. Lucy's pool is dry from Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Lucy's pool is dry from Perry. Lucy's pool is dry from Perry. Oh, they followed him back to his place in Cat City.
I was a young kid back
crap
then,
little
you
crap hole he
as
shared
well
with
as
his
my friend.
Mother. She was the one who adored Frank Sinatra, but not as much as she loved Perry's brother, Brian. Yes.
I did love your brother, Perry.
A Palm Springs police car appeared at the curb.
That's disgusting.
Waiting to take him away. He climbed in the back with an oily hat on his head, and he's gone. Cause Lucy's pool is dry from Perry.
How did this faggot even find out about this?
Lucy's pool is dry from Perry.
It wasn't from me, it was from my friend.
Lucy's pool is dry from Perry. Oh, now let's fast forward. Now picture yourself at 7722 Reseda.
It's over. The show is over.
With all of
fuck
your
you,
friends.
It's finishing up, Scott.
Imagine if someone had drained all your water or made a deuce in your mother's credenza.
He's singing about your mom's credenza.
Cause Lucy's pool is dry with Perry.
Lucy's
brothers, and they've got their Sergeant Pepper shirts on and not much else. Oh, and look at them skating and skating. What are you doing now? What is that? Oh, you're releasing the valve? Oh, you're releasing the valve? Garbage. That's dreadful. Lucy's pool is dry from Perry. I remember popping Tammy's tushy cherry.
Perry, you should give your
like
social media.
Tears and wonders to Centeri. Lucy's pool is... Oh, it's so dry, it's Lucy. Lucy's pool, it's dry from Perry. Juicy. Lucy's pool is dry from Perry. Oh, oh.
He was singing, and you acted like an idiot.
All right. Thoughts.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was one of your best songs ever.
I like the part about the credenza.
It was disgusting.
Before I go, let me. Okay. Can I ask the candidate something? Can I ask the candidate something?
Yes. The nose is going to be
what
after you, you
fucking queer.
What
is a politician's favorite country?
A donation. A donation.
Indeed we do, Walter. Indeed we do. And let's keep them rolling in. Toodles, politicos.
See you later, Mr. Adams.
Wow, that song really fired
you
up, Scaremaster.
We have to live through our life following you. And you send in your dick pic online to people.
Yeah, unprofessional, Scaremaster.
That shit all the time.
I told
you. You come here and you make an ass of yourself. Nobody did anything. And, I'm going. Because he's saying a song. You pick that up and I'll knock it out of your hand. Now, let's give our social media before we go.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I think, you know, listen, we've done a lot of stuff here today. Scaremaster got his chicken extension.
And he didn't finish?
How can I finish when I got five?
Hold on.
Not two, not three, but five.
But you got a chicken.
And I'm not hungry.
We got to finish this up. We got
to
wrap this up.
But here's something that I haven't got to do in a while. And we kind of brushed over the whole Lucy thing. Really, I have more questions.
Me too.
I have more questions than answers. No. And I don't think we can answer those questions from him. No. I think the only way we can answer it is to go back in time with a little something I like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Well, it's been a while since we heard that.
Okay, it has been a while. Okay.
So I'll set the scene.
Okay.
It's late at night. It's late at night in Palm Springs.
Okay, hey, look at me. It'll be fun.
A young scare master, Dan,
yes.
A young scare master,
hey!
Is emptying the pool when he sees Lucille Ball.
I wasn't the one emptying the
okay.
pool.
Okay, all right.
Lucille
just
Ball.
Right.
You're Lucille Ball. Say,
you're Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball walks
you.
Down in her bathrobe and sees Scare Master.
Oh, fuck with us! I love
Get
Lucy!
Oh,
I love you, Lucy!
Get the fuck out of my pool,
I
like
to get
idiot.
The fuck out of your puss!
I'm calling the police on your ass.
Yeah, none of you get none of this!
Uh-oh.
Say, look at my penis!
Look who's coming down the stairs.
I show it to everybody!
Look who's coming down the stairs. It's William Demarest.
Well, Lucy, it seems like you're having a problem. Is everything
okay? Oh, my God, look who's there! You used to live next to the Ricardos, didn't you?
I
want to show my penis to everybody!
Oh, put that away, young man. It looks like a nose.
Don't bring him up.
The nose?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm going to call the police on you punk asses.
Oh, Lucy, why would you call? I'm William Demarest.
Well,
first I was your co-host
you got
for many
over
years.
There, draining my pool. And who the fuck are you?
I'm the Scare Master! Look at my penis!
Hey, wait a second, punk. I was on TV.
Yeah?
Who do you think you are?
I used to have a show called the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. Then I was stupid and lost the name to Don Barris.
Suddenly, William Demarest.
Yeah, I remember
suddenly,
that
William
show.
Demarest pushes past Scare Master to talk and grabs Lucy by the lapels. Come here, Scare Master. Just closer. Just closer for
you
second.
Are not to touch me.
Just come here for the bit.
At all.
Come here for the bit. I'm William Demarest. I'm Fred Mertz. Come here. You be Lucy. Lucy, come here.
Do you want to give away your social media before
Lucy.
You go?
It's Vivian. It's Vivian. She left me again. It's Vivian.
You have to touch me.
I'm not touching you, Lucy.
You want
to
give away your social media? You know what? Let's just end this
it's
fucking
Vivian
show.
It's Vivian Vance.
Let's say, all right, give your social media. How can people
Ethel.
Get in touch with
Ethel
you?
Ethel has left me.
Stay into Ethel's a mic. Say it into a mic.
Ethel's left me.
You unprofessional.
I don't know what to do. I never should have messed around with
that. Scary Barry Skateboards on Instagram.
Okay, that's really? How many are you going to sell?
Damn it.
So when are we doing the debate?
I started with the hard
right,
stuff,
I
and
gotta,
I
before we go,
the control.
Hey, Fred Mertz.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing
gotta,
myself.
I talk
I'm all lost without Vivian Vance.
Here's what we're going to do. We should do this thing on the 9th. Tom's going to be in town.
The 9th is impossible.
How's the 9th for you?
Great.
Tom is
fun.
At the Academy Awards. It's impossible.
So when do we do it?
I said the 10th.
The 10th, but we're doing it
the
9th. The
10th or the 7th.
I can't
no
do
nine.
It for 7.
I'm gonna. I'd love to be at the Academy Awards, but Vivian, I can't go without
you're
Vivian.
Taking,
I miss you. I miss the old gal. You
got
know.
Some explaining to do.
Oh,
man.
And here comes Desi Arnaz,
all
and
right.
That's and mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play.
Hey. Would you like to give your social media?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm at Walter Malinsky on Facebook, and
hey,
I'm set.
Pinhead,
set,
get
I'm
back here.
Setting up my TikTok.
Get back here.
For the presidential debate.
You
I'll get
clean
you.
Up your mask.
I'm gonna get you the TikTok stuff
all
as soon
right,
as I get
let's
it.
Let's do this. Let's send it back to Don and Mary Jane.
When are we doing the debate?
The 9th or 10th?
And
the
10th.
And we get to see the big commercial there. I can't wait.
That.
Where? Here at the Comedy Store?
The 10th. Okay. Debate
on
between Perry and Mole on February 10th. Goodbye.
Let's put our hands
good
in.
Good night.
Big.
Thank you very much.
It's going to be
big
day.
So there we have it. Together again. Now, here's where we're going to need your help. Now, the only way to keep Perry going and doing this monthly show and to do a big show in the spring or summer is to put money in his pocket.
And the first thing we're going to do is the Big Three is going to make their first live performance in a very, very long time. That'll be February 10th.
And why don't you tell them what that is, Mary Jane?
Well, Mole and Perry are going to go face-to-face and settle their differences in a big political debate. There are only a few tickets left, so you want to get them tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Right. There's a few, very few seats left, and tonight at 8 o'clock, the remaining few are going to go on sale. So you better act quickly. And the best way to do that is to get in touch with Tom Brennan.
Yes, you must contact Tom Brennan to get a hold of these last few little tickets. So if you want to go see the show, you better get in touch with Tom Brennan real quick. Don, if they can't make it in person, why don't you tell them how they can be part of the fun?
So you're saying you can't make it to Los Angeles, but you want to be part of the fun of the very first presidential debate between Mole and Perry. Well, we are selling T-shirts, and we've got a flash sale. They're going to be sold cheaper than ever if we ever sell them again. Starting now, you can go to the website. And Mary Jane, tell them how they can get that.
www.simplydonthepodcastnetwork.com under Simply Don the Podcast Network store, and also under limited edition Simply Don the Podcast Network merchandise,
Our
flash sales always are.
And that flash sale will end next Sunday, February 9th at 11:59 p.m. So if you don't make it before then, no shirt for you.
Don, are you still trying to set the Guinness Book of World Records for T-shirts?
Well, thank you for asking, Mary Jane, because yes, I am still chasing the Guinness Book of World Record for the most different shirts worn on consecutive days. Today is my 763rd shirt. As of late, people have been sending shirts to me to help me out, like Aaron White from Ohio. He sent me a black T-shirt from Crazy Eyes T-Shirt Express. I think Aaron might work there. Greg Riley from San Diego, California, sent two black Harley Davidson shirts. And I wish I knew who this was, but they sent it from the Nevada T-Shirt Company. They sent a great Tehachapi, California shirt. Some of you may know what that is. And then also a shirt that says milkshake, 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 milkshake. And I think people know what that one is, too. Also, a couple really cool ones from a guy from unknownrockmerch.com. He sent me an olive green drink shirt and a royal blue yours shirt. Now, they also had the Upper Peninsula of Michigan on there, so I don't know exactly what that is.
If everyone else would like to get into the fun of sending you shirts, please send only 2XL T-shirts.
That's right. You can send any 2XL T-shirt, but it can be anything you want. Let's say it's your favorite junior high school. Let's say it's something you think that I might like, or something that might have something to do with the Big Three, the Ding Dong Show, or anything. How could they send that, Mary Jane?
That's 2XL, Don Barris, 7190 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Los Angeles, California, 90046.
I hope this thing doesn't sound like a fucking ad. If you wanted to get in touch with us on the social media, how would they go about doing that, Mary Jane?
More importantly, every single Monday night at 10 p.m. at the world-famous comedy store is the Ding Dong Show. If you can't make it there in person, please tune in to YouTube channel The Ding Dong Show at 10:30 p.m. Also, you probably will get a chance to see the pre-show Bariscope at A with the Circle Simply Don 1 on Bariscope. And on Facebook, come check out the Big Three Fan Club, Simply Don the Podcast Fan Club, and the Ding Dong Show Fan Club.
But Mary Jane, what if they wanted to get in touch with you personally?
On Instagram, A with the Circle, THESMOKINGMARYJANE. And for Twitter, after the A with the Circle, please remove the THE. Back to you, Don.
If you want to get in touch with me on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. That's the number one. On my Facebook, I'm at Don Barris, and I still use that all the time. My Bariscope and Instagram are also at SimplyDon1, the number one. But now, oh, what a tough day. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
simply done.